Our speaker is Ben Bailey.
God demonstrates His own love toward us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Romans chapter 5 and verse 8. One of the things that we clearly see throughout the Bible is that God cares deeply for each person. The Bible says in 1 Peter 5 verse 7, cast all your cares upon the Lord. Here's the reason. He cares for you. Friend, we want you to know today that more than anything, God loves you and God wants you to go to heaven. The Scripture says in 1 Timothy 2 verse 4 that God wants all men to be saved and come to a knowledge of the truth. As we think today about God's demonstration of love, one of the most beautiful, one of the ways that gives us the most hope is that God demonstrates that love by giving us the promises of heaven. The fact is that this old world that we live in is not going to last forever. The Bible says in Matthew 24, verses 34 through 36, that the earth and all that's in it is one day going to be burned up. 2 Peter 3, verses 9 through 12 confirms that fact by saying the earth, the elements, everything that we now see is one day going to be burned up with a great heat or a great fire. That being true, how wonderful it is to know that God loves me enough that He's promised that if I'll live my life acceptable in the here and now, I can one day be in heaven with Him. Here was the promise of Jesus in Matthew 25, verse 46. Jesus said, the righteous will go away into eternal life. A life not that in the essence never ends, but rather in view of John 17, 3, a life that is spent forever in a close relationship with God. Oh, how I love the words of Hebrews 4, verse 9. The Hebrew writer is discussing the rest that God has promised His people throughout time. And now he moves on to that greatest rest. Hebrews 4 verse 9 says, there remains therefore a rest for the people of God. The promise that one day we can rest in heaven with God is one of the beautiful illustrations of God's love for me. Listen to the words of Jesus. Jesus had just told His disciples, I'm about to go away. I'm going to die. I'm going to go back to the Father. Me in the ground 3 days and then I'll rise again. And some of His disciples were discouraged. And Jesus said, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. Were it not so, I would have told you. And then He said this, I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go, I will come again, that I may receive you into myself, that where I am, there you may be also. How wonderful it is to know that God loves each of us so much, He's promised us a home in heaven. What's heaven going to be like? We get a little glimpse of that in Revelation 21, verses 3 and 4. The Scripture says that heaven's a place where there'll be no more sorrow, no more death, no more tears, no more crying, no more sin. All the former things of this life that give us so much trouble, those won't exist anymore. And so, friend, we want you to know God loves you immensely. He's shown us that love by promising us a home in heaven. Friend, has your life been lived in such a way that when you leave this earth, you can have a home with God in heaven? If not, why would you wait any longer? God loves you so much, He wants you to be saved today. Remember what 1 Timothy 2 verse 4 says? God wants all men to be saved and come to a knowledge of truth. And friend, that all men includes you and includes me. Have you obeyed the gospel? Are you a child of God? Think about the words of 1 Peter 3, verse 21. When hearing the Word of God, after they heard that, they believed in Jesus, they're willing to change their life and repent and confess His name before men, Peter said, baptism does now also save us. And so when we hear the Word, we hear it and we have the heart to believe in Jesus, we're willing to make changes in our life and repent and confess His name before men, then we must be baptized in water to contact the blood of Jesus. Do you want to go to heaven? Is heaven your goal more than anything else? If so, you must be obedient to the gospel. God loves you. We love you. We want you to go to heaven. Won't you obey God's word so you can be sure that you're on that road to heaven?